This episode was created by an Apollo Plus creator. Apollo Plus is a subscription that lets you listen to your favorite audio fiction series with no ad interruptions while supporting your favorite fiction creators. Shows on Apollo Plus have no ads, grant early access to new content, offer exclusive episodes, and behind-the-scenes clips, season supercuts, and more. And the collection of shows is always growing. 70% of the revenue goes to the creators you love and helps them make their next audio adventure possible. You can support dozens of creators with just one subscription. So join Apollo Plus today by downloading the Apollo Podcast app for iOS and Android, or by visiting apollopods.com. Now, enjoy the episode, and I'll see you on Apollo Plus.
Okay, you've got 2 minutes. Go.
How fast can kettles boil?
That's the first thing you're going to ask.
Yeah, do they heat up in like 5 seconds in the future? Is it all super quick?
No, they take about 2 minutes. Depends how much water you
two
put in the...
2 minutes? Still, that's rubbish.
Callum, I'm not doing this all day.
Okay, right. Do you have robots running around the place?
What do you mean?
Like robot assistants helping you clean your house and all?
Nah, we just have Alexa.
Who's Alexa?
She's from Amazon.
She's from the Amazon?
No, Amazon. It's a shop. Don't worry, you'll hear about it.
Right, what PlayStation are you on right now?
5.
5? I thought you'd be on at least 10. Do you have those virtual reality headsets?
What? VR? Yeah, they're not that good.
What crazy mutations do we have in the future? Like 6 fingers, 6 toes?
Yes, people have that in the 90s, you know?
Really?
Yes, of course.
Never seen on anyone. What about space? Have we discovered aliens?
No, not yet.
Do we all have colonies on the moon? Can you go on holiday there?
No, nothing like that. Although Jeff Bezos just flew into space.
Who's he?
He owns the Amazon I mentioned.
So he's from the Amazon?
No, no one is from the Amazon. Look, would you not rather know things like who wins the World Cup or something like that?
Nah, don't watch sports.
Yeah, but you can bet on the winners.
I don't know how to bet. Anything new you're putting on toast?
On toast?
Yeah, anything crazy like mashed potato?
No, just butter like a normal person.
Should I be worried about global warming?
Yes. Can you please recycle more? My street got flooded the other month.
Do you have TV beamed straight into your head?
Nah, we just have Netflix.
Is Scotland independent yet?
We had a vote.
And?
Nothing changed.
Ah, typical. And just to check, you don't have flying cars?
No, but we do have electric ones.
Aren't they already electric?
What? Of course they aren't.
But they have batteries.
Stop. Right, please, let's stop.
No, come on, but I haven't even got into music. Is Peter Andre still smashing it?
He never was, and I said 2 minutes. It's my turn to ask some questions.
But you already know everything about my time.
Not about that. We need to figure out how this is happening.
How what's happening?
What do you think? How we're talking right now, me and you, over 2 different times.
So you do believe me?
Yes, I believe you. I got your message, didn't I?
No way. On the tree? Just outside?
Yep. Why did you put a heart around our names?
That's what people do on trees. I wanted to blend in.
But we aren't a couple. Could you not have left a symbol?
A heart is a symbol.
At least it proves that it's real. I've just never heard of anything like this happening.
It's great though. How cool is it that we're talking through time? Like we could be the first people in history to do it. We might even become famous.
No, don't tell anyone.
Why not?
Have you never seen Back to the Future? We mess with whatever's going on. Our family will start disappearing or some shit.
Aye, but that's all sci-fi nonsense. This is real.
I know it's real, but given that we're not scientists or anyone else smart, let's maybe not take any chances.
So you haven't told anyone?
No, have you?
I live on my own, so no.
None of your family or anything like that?
Nah, I don't really speak to them.
Oh, that's sad. Well, what about friends?
Hardly see them at the moment. Have you not told anyone your work?
Nah, there's no one here. Only one person's allowed in the office at a time. We have to work different days.
Sounds like a boring office.
It's better than the alternative. Working from home is the absolute worst.
Why were you working from home?
I can't tell you.
Why not?
It's future stuff. You're going to tell someone. And
nah, I won't. I promise.
No, we're going to break the fabric of reality and there'll be dinosaurs running around.
Dude, I carved our names in a tree and nothing happened. Just tell me.
All right. But seriously, keep it to yourself. There's been a pandemic.
Ooh, really?
Yeah, and there were lockdowns around the world and we had to stay at home a lot. It's getting better now. Things are open again. We've got vaccines.
This happened a lot in the future? Global pandemics?
No. Well, there was bird flu, but this was much worse.
Bird flu?
Crap, you haven't had that yet.
Birds can get flu?
Lots of things can get flu.
Like what?
Well, there was swine flu as well.
Swine? That's not even an animal.
Yes, it is.
Is that some futuristic animal that got engineered in a lab?
It's a pig!
Yeah, good one. What animal's your pandemic from then?
I don't know. Look, forget I told you all that stuff. Now, work with me here. Let's figure this out. Have you noticed anything strange in the past few weeks? Anything odd around your area?
In my area? Yeah. My neighbour Audrey has full-on conversations with her dog.
With her dog? Okay, is there some sort of psychic link there?
No, she's just proper loopy. She talks to lots of things. The electric meter, the lamppost outside.
Right. Anything else that's relevant to what we're talking about? Something maybe to do with wiring? You just got your dial-up installed.
Yeah, but it's been fine. I suppose my kitchen light was flickering the other day.
Okay. Maybe it's like an electromagnetic field, or...
Nah, I think I just bought the wrong bulb. It did say outdoor light, but I thought, oh good, it'll be really bright then.
Well, think then. Anything that's gone wrong recently. Something that you've probably broken.
Oh, there was that. Nah, I couldn't be it.
What? Tell me what it was.
No, I don't think it's related. So tell me about this Netflix.
What isn't related?
Oh, there was like an earthquake a few weeks back.
An earthquake?
No, I mean, well, that's what it felt like. It was nothing. It was just like the building vibrated for like 30 seconds and it did wake me up, but then I just went back to sleep.
What caused it?
Well, the maintenance guys said there's this really old like heating pipes down in the basement, but I've been trying to tell them like ever since that night, there's been these crashing noises coming from down there.
Whoa, wait. What kind of crashing noises?
I don't know. Nothing like pipes, I can tell you that. It's kind of like a storm, or you know when there's thunder and lightning?
And it's coming from the basement?
Yeah. Not too often, but I hear it from time to time. It's annoying. It makes my TV go all fuzzy when it's going off.
We have sounds coming from our basement too.
Really?
Yeah. As you said, like, something's crashing down there. Maybe it's not the exact same. What does it sound like?
It's kind of like a...
Yeah, that's pretty good, actually. That's what I'm hearing, too. Our building janitor says it's a problem from the old building. Your building. That's what made it.
What? Made it what?
Let me have a look.
What are you looking for?
I remember reading something about Laxley House. I'm looking for an old news article online.
You can do that? That's so cool. So there's just no newspapers anymore?
There are, but they're mostly going online now.
I can't wait for all this stuff to happen on the internet, man. Listen to whatever music I want, get all the anime movies I can't buy over here. Oh, wait a minute. Porn! Lewis, tell me about the porn!
What? I'm not talking to you about that.
Just tell me what the internet has in store for me, please!
It's all free. You'll never have to pay again.
My God.
Ah, right. Here we go. Laxley House to be knocked down 6 months after... shit.
After shit?
After devastating explosion from the basement.
Oh, what? When?
Let me check. Explosion sent shockwave through the building, caused structural weakness throughout. Oh, no.
What?
Says here a floor gave way. People in your building died.
Shut up. Right, I'm out of here.
No, no, wait, hold on. It says the explosion happened on November 13th.
The 13th? November? That's 2 days away.
And whatever it was, it hasn't gone away. I can still hear it in my basement.
Get out of there, man!
No, don't you see? This is what's connecting us. You said it makes your TV go fuzzy. When I hear it, there's static in my earpiece. It's obviously something that affects signals, or...
Yeah, and it also explodes.
Which is why you've got to get down there before the 13th.
I'm not going down there. There's rats and spiders.
I'm going down too, Callum. We both need to get into that basement. We do that, we find out what's going on.
Dial-Up was written by Philip Catherwood. Performed by David Hepburn and Craig McDonald Kelly. Music is by The Steve Experiment and artwork by AB Designs. Special thanks to Charlie Dennis and Adam Hales-Walker for their continued time and effort. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at DialUpPod for more information on future episodes and our other podcasts.